Welcome to Design Oracles. We are here to pontificate, evangelize, and educate you on residential interior design and architecture.
I'm Amity Worrell, interior designer of Amity Worrell & Company.
And I'm Diane Kett, architect of DK Studio. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Okay, thank you guys both for being here. This is Design Oracles. So welcome. I'm Amity here with Diane.
Hello.
Today we're talking with Susan Alexander and Dallas Rogers. And I'm going to let you both introduce yourselves and say a little bit about your title, what you do, and how we know each other.
Well, Susan Alexander, I am founder and president of Alexander Marchand. And we've been in Austin for a little over 20 years providing architectural products to the design trade and their clients and builders, and mostly work on custom residential homes. And I've really enjoyed bringing high design to the market. We now have two stores in Austin, one in San Antonio, and I am opening up another store in Oklahoma City in the next couple of months.
Oh my gosh, that's exciting.
Wow. Yeah. And Dallas, tell us about you.
I'm Dallas Rogers, and I've been in the industry for the last 17 years, mainly doing plumbing for the last like 11, and then added on the cabinet and door hardware the last six with Alexander Marchand, and loving being at Alexander Marchand.
It's good. We love working with you.
You're not just saying that because I'm here.
Yeah.
I would love working there. So much fun stuff there to look at.
Yeah, we always love coming to.
I love working here too.
Yeah, so great.
And it's so, I remember when y'all first opened, 20 years ago, showing my age, but I was really excited because you could never find any great stuff in Austin, any hardware. Back then you didn't have plumbing yet. And it was just always such a breath of fresh air, and to be able to send clients to you, it's just so great. So it's really
fun to see you still
around and still doing great and expanding and spreading all the good news about hardware.
Thank you. Yeah, that's really been one of the biggest joys is working with the design and architectural and building community and partaking and bringing all of these wonderful products to the different markets.
That's great. Well, this season for us, which is we're recording our fifth season now, is all about materiality. And we try to sort of have our seasons connect in some way, be thematic. And so we can talk about anything we want to talk about really today, and what you do and how you do it and how we work together. But we're focusing a little bit on like all of the materials that go into these high-end residential homes that we work on. We mostly do that, same as you. That's where our target is. And I became introduced to you in 2008 or 9 or 2010, something like that. Looking for exactly what Diane's describing, some sort of high-end selections for cabinet hardware. So I think it's interesting to hear a little bit, Susan, your origin story, because I think that's where you entered into the market in an interesting way. So can you tell us a little bit about that, about how you started in this field?
Absolutely. I started as an art student, an art history student at UT. I got my degrees at UT Austin with the intent to go into art conservation. And at the same time, I was working at an antique store doing furniture refinishing. I've always loved working with my hands, taking some organic chemistry, which was quite the challenge, but that's all I needed to do to get into grad school. And the owner of that business decided to retire and asked if I wanted to buy the business. And I contacted my friend Lori, who was doing similar work in New York, and said, do you want to go into this business together? And we did that. So we had this furniture refinishing restoration business, which also sold antique reproduction hardware. And then one day, a gentleman, Alan Barber, came in, who was opening the Design Center of Austin, and asked if we wanted to open up a hardware store there. And kind of weighed our options and said, well, sure. And we didn't know the first thing about designer hardware, mechanisms, any of it. So we went to a trade show and picked up some lines and built a showroom and learned on the job as quickly as we could. And it was pretty exciting.
That is exciting.
That's awesome.
life find your career found you.
Mm-hmm. It did, absolutely.
Cool. So I understand too that you had that hardware because that was a big demand for you, right? For the refinishing of furniture, because people would have pieces and then they would say, "Hey, I need knobs."
Yeah. Completely different animal, though. It was, you know, just furniture pieces.
Sure.
Bail sets, cabinet knobs. They don't have to really function other than something to grab onto. And so there was such a large world opened up when we really got into designer hardware.
So it's interesting that you say that, because I think it's true. A lot of people don't know how vast your knowledge is and the different types of things you have to know just for hardware that function, you know, the function of hardware, mortise doors, or, you know, antique hardware versus. So can you give us an idea of all of the knowledge that you have to bring to the table to educate people like me and your other clients about what they need to know?
Yeah, this is kind of where I geek out on the hardware bit of it. You start with mechanisms, and then you have trim. And we have to make sure that the mechanisms that are going to go into your project are the correct mechanisms, functionality, whether it's going to be a privacy set, whether it needs to lock, whether it needs a key, or if it's just something you pull on, all the different ways that a lever set can go together or a knob set can go together. And then the trim is the pretty bit. So really looking at back plates, knob styles, lever styles, pull handles, and what kind of look are you going for, and how do we make those components work together? We need to know, like, the weight of the door, how often the door is going to be used. Is it commercial usage, or is it a door that's going to be used every once in a while? So we can determine how strong a latch you need, whether it's going to be a small tube latch or a mortise lock. And as I say those words, I know that not everybody knows what that means. And I really love explaining that to people.
Go for it.
It's much easier to explain when you have models in front of you.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I've had to educate my staff about, and sometimes haven't really known exactly what it is I'm talking about. But I'll, you know, go online and pull things up and try to make sure that they understand all the ins and outs of it, for lack of a better way of putting that. But where we have really leaned on you in a way that we didn't necessarily know we were going to need, it was in moments where we have tried to integrate existing hardware in a historic home with new hardware, or rehabbing, refurbishing the antique hardware so that it can function in new doors, mm-hmm. etc.
And it can be a very old door, it could be a new build, but they've already pre-bored the doors. So that is the primary thing, to make sure that whatever we select as hardware and help you select as hardware will work with an existing door. And that's the basics. We've also worked on some amazing projects like courthouses, where you are very much integrating antique hardware with new pieces and a finish that needs to match. We did the courthouse where we did a tiger stripe finish and went through a long process of making sure that that tiger stripe finish correlated well with the existing tiger stripe of the time. And it was a challenge, but it came out beautifully.
Wow, that must be very satisfying.
So very what much. Is a tiger stripe finish? I don't think I know.
it is, they used it in the Victorian period, and it's copper. Mm-hmm. Then they darken the copper, and then you go in and burnish up parts of the copper. And tiger stripe is really kind of a broad term, because if you start looking at all the different tiger stripe variations that are out there, some of it's more almost polka dot looking, some of it's really big stripes, some of it's small stripes. I live in an old house, a Victorian house, and as I'm going through this process, I take a look at one of my hinges that has been painted over 10 times in 100 years, And I kind of peel out some of the paint, and it was actually tiger stripe.
Whoa.
Not very good shape, but it was very much a style of that time.
Oh, cool.
I'll have to look that up. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It to me looks, I thought it had something to do with how it originated, looking almost like antiquing process. Almost like
it is in a way, but it's very stylized.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, sort of a more elaborate. Thank you for that. Only the Victorians would come up with that, right? Let's gild that lily. For sure. So that's interesting. So the other thing that we talk a lot about, and it gets more into trends, I think, than door hardware, is cabinet hardware. And everybody thinks of the moment they end up meeting, you know, Dallas, is to go through their entire kitchen with 40 doors and figure out, how do we make this selection? Yes, it has to function. But what are all the kind of aspects that, you know, we need to know as a client or a homeowner would need to know about how to make those choices? Maybe kitchen cabinets. And you got to start somewhere, right? Like, how do you begin kind of helping a client with that monumental task?
Well, I think the most important thing is to have fun with it, because we have so many products. You know, it's like jewelry for your cabinets. But just, you know, selecting finishes, you know, going from maybe what your kitchen faucet finishes and they want to match that, figuring out what style they want to go with, if it's, you know, more traditional, more modern. You know, a lot of people don't want pulls that they're going to get snagged on. Some people have existing doors that are cabinet drawers that have holes already in them. So we have to make sure we get the proper size for them. And we have a lot of vendors that can do like custom sizing, because there's a lot of holes out there, like center to center, that are very unique sizing. Like colonial bronze and classic brass are really good with that. And just mainly just figuring out what style they want to go with, and if they want to do all knobs or all pulls. And but I think mainly just starting with the finish.
And are you match? Excuse me. How would you do that? Are you matching it to something else in the house?
Yeah, and if it's like the kitchen faucet they want to match to, we have a lot of the finishes here. We can match. Finish match, and a lot of our vendors do, you know, custom finishes, and you know, or sometimes they want to, you know, blend in with the cabinets. We have a lot of beautiful finishes like burnished brass that, you know, blend in really well with the oak finish that's really popular right now.
Yeah,
and we have a lot of jobs that, you know, they have a polished nickel faucet, and we're doing brass in the kitchen, and we're mixing finishes and, you know, making it a lot warmer.
Yeah, and I think sometimes people come in with an idea of what they want, and then they see all the options and they completely change their mind, right? That probably happens a lot. And I definitely think mix finishes all the time with between kitchen faucet and cabinet hardware, and there's also the finish of the appliances, and you know, thinking about how it all comes together, usually it still looks pretty stellar. Doesn't all have to be matchy-matchy, right?
So how has it changed over the years, too? What have you seen in the marketplace?
Finishes have really progressed a lot over the years. I mean, I think when we first started, there was a lot of chrome. Nobody did brass. And oil red bronze was big. So that's, and it was, there were very static finishes. That has really changed, and the technology of finishing has very much improved. There are living finishes that have been around a long time, but they've become much more popular, like an unlacquered brass or a waxed bronze. Even nickel is a bit, polished nickel is a bit of a living finish. And there are different types of ways to protect metal. There's PVD coatings now. Cerakote is a brand new technology that is just keeps the finish looking as it did when it was first manufactured. And some people want that instead of something that's going to change over time. So those are the discussions that you have to have with the client about what's important to them. Are they, do they really want it to look pristine for the life of their life in that house? Or are they okay with something changing over time and kind of melding in with other bits of parts of the project? I have to say, we often very much rely on our trade partners, the designers that we work with, to help the homeowner make those decisions, because it's a lot of decisions. It can be very overwhelming. So the designers often will kind of guide the overall look, and then we can help by bringing in those elements that enhance that look. And it's very collaborative from start to finish with all the trade, and then even working with the builders to make sure they know when they're getting product and that it's going to fit with the functionality that they're looking for.
I also like all the specialty things that you do. I mean, one of the first things I did with you was metal mesh and cabinets back at 2014 or so. I started and you were the only resource I could find locally that I could actually get my hands on that. It's more popular now, but at the time, at least where we are in the country, it wasn't happening. So you guys had it, though. I went into your showroom and I was blown away, and I sort of knocked on somebody's door and went, where's this? Can I have this? And I want more of it. And so thank you for that, because it's very inspiring to go and see what you guys are up to and visit with you. And we don't get to do it as much as we used to, but I love that. I need to. I've been there not too long ago.
No, I mean,
whenever you have cookies really and coffee, I come. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. No, I was just going to say, I think that it blows people's mind to see what other things you do besides just decorative cabinet hardware and door hardware. So you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, like you were mentioning earlier, we started, it was really just hardware. And over the years, we've expanded. We started taking on lighting and then plumbing. And it really just kept growing into really a concept where we're trying to do a complete look for somebody. We have wallpaper now. Like you said, we have the mesh. We have tile. If somebody wants to redo their bathroom, we have brought together all the elements that they might need to just complete and finish what their goal is. We even have furniture. And so that's probably our biggest change, is the concept of just being a decorative high-end hardware company to a complete high-end living lifestyle company.
So that's interesting. Dallas, then you have to know a lot of different things besides just plumbing and decorative hardware, right? Have you had to go through some training for that?
Yes, and we have to keep up with a lot of new products, and that's where the vendors come in. And they do give us trainings quite often on new product, because there's constantly new product. And it's exciting, but yeah, it's a lot to keep up with. But we try to stay on top of it so we can let y'all know what's new and hot. And we are doing a lot of the mesh here lately, and the grills, and like Palmer shelving, like a lot of custom shelving. We weren't into that before, and we've probably done 10 in the last month on the shelving for like bars. And that's, you know, the grills and the mesh go really well with that too.
Two of those are for us, so I do know about those. Two of those.
Say that again?
Two of those were for us. Two of the 10 you just mentioned were for us, so I am familiar. Thank you for knowing about it, because we didn't before we started.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I think I'm probably driving my people a little bit nuts these days, because this last year has really been a focus on finding new product and bringing new designs into the showroom. And I don't know, Dallas, how many new lines have we brought in the last year? Too many.
I'm probably at least 10.
So I fall in love with something, and then I just kind of go for it. I'll see something and just it really excites me. And next thing I know, I'm getting display and trying to figure out how to fit it into the showroom, which is a challenge. And then we have training sessions and try to let everyone else know in the design community that we have it. So that's what I was saying. You should come by and take a look. I'm sure it's changed since the last time you've been here.
Yeah, it's been a few months. I should come in. I will come in, and I have some new staff, so I'll stop by. Great. Diane, you too.
Yeah. So going back
I love doing show and tell.
Yeah, it's fun.
Going back to the door hardware, it is always interesting because sometimes I'll have clients show me like a mortise door lock, and that's what they want, you know, hardware-wise. And I'm like, no, that's not what we have on your doors. And they just don't understand. Typically, I say, you remember like in a school, in the classrooms where you have that lock inside the, you know, inside the actual door and everything. So it's always, I mean, I just start with simple education, but you probably get so much more involved in the education of all the different types of door hardware that there is. Even front door hardware, right?
Yeah, that's always the one we want them to spend the money on.
Because that's the first thing you touch when you go in the house. So yeah, it is really important. But there's like the thumb press. There's, you know, just having like a pull. There's just, you know, the kind that pushes. There's dummies if you have a double door, right?
Yeah, you can do, you know, your imagination can kind of take you where you want. But again, it goes back to how, if the door exists, if it's not something that's being ordered and you can actually direct the door manufacturer of how to prep the door, that's the first team question is, does it exist? Are there already holes in the door? And if there are, what are they? So that we can make sure to find the look that will actually work in the prep of the door.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can be very frustrating to select something you really love and then all of a sudden realize you can't do it because the door is not prepped that way. But yeah, as far as all the different, I mean, Dallas, maybe speak to all of the different kinds of ways you can do a front door entry.
Yeah, I think one of the more popular ones here lately is like doing like a long grip handle, you know, back to back, and then just doing like a thumb latch, making it really clean. I feel like we do a lot of bronze door hardware there. The Minimalist from Sun Valley Bronze, that one's a really tough installation, but it's really clean, and we do a lot of that one too. But yeah, I do find where clients come in and they're excited and they want to do that, and then they find out their door is pre-bored, and then we have to start over. A lot of times we just end up having to do like a bigger rosette, or the company has like a tubular entry set that kind of goes the same way, but sometimes we have to redo the whole configuration and start over. But typically we ask in the beginning, and a lot of times they don't know, and a lot of times they do, but we try to ask that at the beginning so we're not picking something that they're going to fall in love with and then we can't go that direction.
So then tell me a little bit about the plumbing that you have, because I will say I'm not as knowledgeable about what you carry in that line, in that way. Water, what is the line I'm trying to think of?
Waterworks.
Yes. Is that, are you exclusively the Waterworks folks in town?
Yes. Yeah, we carry Waterworks exclusively in Central Texas, and Waterworks does everything as well. They have hardware, mm-hmm. lighting, plumbing, I mean, and tile, and they're definitely one of our most popular selections when it comes to plumbing. They come out with new designs all mm-hmm. the time too that are really gorgeous. Dallas, what else?
We've got Jesse. We just took on Jesse. We've got Fantini, Vola. Who else did we just take on?
Like I said, we've been taking on a lot.
Wow, that's amazing.
We definitely have to come
Watermark.
In. Visit.
We have a lot of European lines. Mm-hmm. Like Jesse.
Waterstone.
Yep.
But Jesse's one of our newer ones that we took on that.
That's a plumbing?
I think is going to be a good one.
That's a, what are they sell plumbing?
Yeah, and it's another Italian one, and their designs are, so they have some designs that are very simple and contemporary, and others that are absolutely unique. They have a selection that looks like water droplets, like a shower head that literally looks like a giant water drop.
Oh my gosh, pretty cool. How fun.
I know. And then they have a new, their hi-fi collection looks like an old stereo. The controls for your thermostatic control and your pressure balance or your diverters and everything look like buttons and dials from an old radio.
That's really cool.
1980s stereo. It's this is where I have a lot of fun with this. We have a lot of color. The Vola has a lot of, and Jaclo have come out with very colorful collections. Vola's has had color for quite some time, but it's becoming more and more popular. So Jaclo has some beautiful color PVD, or not PVD, but powder coated finishes, and that you can also do custom colors. And then Jesse's coming out with a very colorful collection in 2023. So I would say that we have plumbing that comes from England, Italy, Spain. We have a new line called Inbani that's out of Spain, and it's more of the basins and tubs. It's just gorgeous. The United States, of course. Where else? Portugal. We have a really fun cabinet hardware line out of Portugal.
France.
THG. Yes. Oh, of course. We have THG. And then Remy Garnier for hardware. So it's very international around here.
Yeah, it seems like you guys aren't afraid to innovate and be the leaders in sort of figuring things out as you go, right? That seems to be a theme.
Yeah, no.
So how do you start to get to know all those different companies and lines and everything and then get them to come to your showroom?
That's really changed over the years. You know, when we first started, it was going to a trade show or visiting another showroom and seeing what they have and seeing what we like and is going to work with our point of view. And then as the Alexander Marchant name became more known, people would come to us.
Oh, okay, great.
They would come to us and say, hey, we've got this line and we would really love you to represent us. And I still go to trade shows. Designers will actually, if a designer has gone to New York or something and they found this great new line, they'll tell us and say, can you get this? And we'll definitely look into it and see if it's going to work for us and oftentimes pick it up. Mm-hmm. And I think that recently happened with a line out of Copenhagen called Tony Copenhagen, and a designer in San Antonio showed it to us, and I again fell in love with it because that's what I do. and I hounded them until they said yes. And they're not even really ready for the U.S. market yet, but didn't scare me. I was like, I don't care. I love it. It's unique. I mean, they've been around a long time. It's just a very unique look for the U.S. market. So I went for it.
And what about the tiles that you rep? Because I'm not as familiar with that. So can you talk a little bit about how you got into that? And because I think it was cement or encaustic tile that was your starting point. Isn't that correct? For tile.
I can't remember what came first. If it was the waterworks tile or that encaustic tile that I cannot remember the name of right now. We don't represent that company anymore. Waterworks, we obviously still do. And then we have Mosaic Surface, which is beautiful stone tile with brass inlay and much of it. It's very elegant. We have Salvatore, which is an Italian line that also does plumbing. But we sell a lot of their tile. And it's cut stone, and it's just gorgeous. Dallas, what else?
I think that, we used to do a lot of waterworks, but waterworks has kind of narrowed down their lines. In Salvatore, I think mainly Salvatore and Mosaic Surface. I can't think of any other.
Yeah.
lines.
It's really if we have something else. We don't really represent any standalone tile lines very well. Let's just put it that way. Mm-hmm. It's mostly if it's a plumbing line that also has tile.
Interesting.
That Devani is one that we don't have any display of it yet, but Devani is another line that is they're plumbing, but they also do tile that complements their tubs and their it's not plumbing as far as they don't do faucets, but it's the vessels and the sinks and tubs, the furniture essentially. And they also have tile that complements and goes with those designs.
So if you would what is the like most fun thing that you get to do? Both of you answering this question. Like Susan, is it this kind of thing or Dallas, what is it? Like both of you tell us a little bit about what we're not asking you that you'd like to talk about, or what is the funnest thing that you get to do and educate people about in your day?
I think just like for me, you know, I started in plumbing. So like helping someone just, you know, have this beautiful bathroom and, you know, people getting excited about their bathroom and, picking, you know, the finishes and just putting everything together and just, and I think especially when I do the quote and I see it all put together, I'm like, you know, I help do this. Mm-hmm. I help put this together and, knowing how beautiful it's going to be. I think that makes me, that's rewarding for me. And just helping clients, you know, there's sometimes, you know, we splurge in other areas and, you know, they think that they can't get everything here. And it's like, we work so well with budgets and I love helping people get everything that they need and not feel like they've got to just get, you know, a couple of things here. I love helping clients, with their budget and just making their home beautiful and then just adding, you know, the pop of jewelry to their cabinets and,
yeah, it can totally be jewelry. But, I mean,
that's
cabinets.
What's fun to me.
Yeah.
That's great. We appreciate all the help, Dallas. How about you, Susan?
Yeah, I really, having an art background, I love the objects. I think of, not every line is going to be a beautiful piece of art or some kind of objet, but we have several lines that really focus on that gorgeous design that gets your heart beating faster. At least it does for me. And I think of the craftsmen that create these products. You know, if you're dealing with a stone sink or a stone tub, somebody is carving that. Somebody is incising the decorative lines in it. If you're dealing with hardware, you have not every line, but like Remy Garnier, for example, is very decorative, beautiful hardware. It's been around since the 1800s. Somebody goes in there and actually cuts the metal and incises the lines on that metal to make a very sharp line that reflects the light beautifully. So these are craftsmen that are really, really skilled at what they're doing. And then you think about even the people that are designing the product, you know, like Jesse. There's a designer that's made this faucet that looks like a water drop. Mm-hmm. How amazing is that? You know, so that to me is really getting, I get really excited about the objects and the artistic elements of the designs that we can bring to the market and show you all to make your home this amazing place to exist in.
That's cool. So it's interesting to hear all of that because it really does clarify for me what I go to you for. And I think both of us hold you both in high esteem and come to you for these, for both the knowledge and the vision. And that seems like the two of you, what you've been talking about today, wraps those two together really nicely.
Thank you. I enjoy working with y'all.
Yay!
Thank you for listening to this episode of Design Oracles. And if you like the show or learned something new, please give us a 5-star rating on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. Follow us on Instagram at Design Oracles, and you can also find more information at our website, designoracles.com.